The Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 10th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. As the nation marks the 20th anniversary of the September 11 attacks, Muslim groups are reflecting on progress in the treatment of American Muslims.
According to the Institute for Policy Studies, the war on terror in the aftermath of 9/11 created a culture that framed Muslims as suspects and taught them to fear the government. Amina Barhoumi with the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Ohio says two decades later, many prejudices linger.
Anti-Muslim discrimination still exists in policies. Secret watch lists still exist. Muslims are oftentimes spoken of from the framework of national security rather than being ordinary citizens that just want to live out their ordinary American lives.
Roughly 60% of American Muslims reported experiencing religious discrimination between 2016 and 2020. However, a recently released survey of American mosque leaders found that fewer than 1 in 5 felt that American society is hostile to Islam. There are 1.5 million more Muslims in the U.S. now than in 2007, who account for 1.1% of the overall U.S. population. Mary Sherman reporting.
Meantime, South Dakota is among the states that are in the process of updating social studies standards for public schools. It comes amid national conversation about 9/11 curriculum ahead of the 20th anniversary of the attacks.
On a broader scale, education researchers say incorporating more lesson plans about the attacks has been slow in most states. Cheryl Lynn Duckworth, a Florida-based professor who has written about the topic, says there are some barriers, including teachers needing to stick with what's required to keep test scores up.
The whole life of the school is testing and student scores. So if a subject like 9/11 is not embedded in the curriculum, and more often than not it isn't, it can be very, very difficult to carve out any kind of time.
Only 14 states have the subject as part of their required materials. The proposed update from the South Dakota Department of Education does mention 9/11 and events for high school students to learn about. The draft plan says officials want these grade levels to be more exposed to the more recent decades of U.S. history. I'm Mike Moen.
Public comment on the South Dakota proposed standards will begin on September the 20th with a hearing in Aberdeen. President Biden Thursday used the full force of his presidency to ensure 2/3 of the American workforce is vaccinated against the coronavirus. The New York Times reports that includes private sector employees, healthcare workers, and federal contractors. The Times notes the sweeping actions reflect Biden's deep frustration with the roughly 80 million Americans who are eligible for the shots but have not yet been vaccinated. This is PNS. And as the COVID-19 pandemic rages on, folks in Michigan concerned about the quality of their health care, according to new research.
A recent poll of about 600 Michigan voters finds nearly 80% agree that the amount they pay for health care seems to be going up every year. More than a quarter said they had overdue or unpaid medical bills they were struggling to pay off at the time of the survey. Pollster Bernie Porn of Epic MRA says the poll makes it clear that cost is the overarching concern when it comes to the state of the healthcare system.
It's not surprising that many Michigan voters are stressed out about the idea of going to a hospital or seeing a doctor. Out-of-pocket costs should not be so high or unpredictable that they discourage people from seeking care.
He says in addition to high premiums and high deductibles, 85% of Michigan voters are worried about what he calls junk insurance plans that provide too little coverage. The poll was conducted last month by ALG Research and Epic MRA on behalf of Consumers for Quality Care. I'm Lily Wolke reporting.
Arkansas is the only state in the nation with what's known as a failure to vacate statute. It criminalizes the failure to pay rent, and a federal case filed last week is challenging that law. Natasha Baker is with Equal Justice Under Law.
There is no reason to have a law that criminalizes poverty. There is no reason to be arresting and jailing people for not paying rent when there is a civil landlord-tenant court system that is designed to resolve landlord-tenant disputes.
Baker says the goal is to put an end to a law that scares residents into what she calls self-eviction. Arkansas doesn't legally require landlords to provide a habitable place to live. Finally, Pennsylvania, now the second state in the country to launch a program focused on training state and local leaders on tackling the challenges of climate change.
The Pennsylvania Climate Leadership Academy, run by the State Department of Environmental Protection, wrapped up the first portion of the program this week. About 170 people from nonprofits, state agencies, local governments, and universities participated in the online courses that discussed the impacts of climate change on communities and policy-driven solutions to mitigate its effects. DEP's Heidi Kunsch says civic engagement is key to addressing environmental concerns.
It's not about doom and gloom. It's about taking action and all hands on deck. All of us, down to the homeowner, making changes in our own homes with the way we use energy and with the way we commute. It starts with each of us. Every one of us has a role to play.
Maryland was the first state in the U.S. to launch its Climate Leadership Academy. I'm Emily Scott.
Pennsylvania's average temperature has risen nearly 2 degrees Fahrenheit since 1900. This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.